No matter who wins the election, the high passions and stark divisions that have dominated the campaign are not likely to soon subside. This isn't the first time this country has been torn by divergent visions and fears. In hopes that maybe history can teach us something about healing a nation, we turn now to David Blight. He's the author of Race and Reunion, The Civil War in American Memory. He teaches American history at Yale University and joins us from there. Professor Blight, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. Glad to be here.
And do political campaigns, including this one, create the divisions or simply discover and aggravate them?
Well, they probably have done both. Our problem, it seems to me, with elections and the kind of bitterness we're experiencing now is whether an election actually works to divide us over issues that are deep social divisions, where one side or the other, in the end, just really believes its most vital interest have been somehow violated. This is, of course, why we have such traditions as separation of church and state, the mixed government, checks and balances. All of that was the founders' design in one way or another to try to hold us together against our worst instincts, which are our personal, principled, often religious views.
But isn't the design of a democracy supposed to be able to take these fiercest issues and still make them work inside a democratic system?
Oh, it is indeed, and we've survived with great resiliency, some tremendous divisions in our history. Of course, the Civil War is one of those breakdowns. In some ways, also, you could say the Great Depression brought one of those breakdowns and resulted in a kind of fundamental political realignment. We experienced it again in the 1960s over civil rights in the Vietnam War, which tore parts of our society apart. Mm-hmm. And yet there is great resiliency in our pluralism. There's great resiliency in our sheer size. And I think what American history shows us is that we can have great, fundamental, profound political warfare and survive it as long as our trust in our institutions survives as well. Trust in the courts, trust in the Constitution, trust in the government, trust in the political process. Then it probably doesn't matter what we politically fight over.
Honest elections would be intrinsic in that?
Oh, I would think so. I mean, let's face it, there's no more basic liberty than the right to vote.
Let me bring you back to the Civil War again. It's a truism that gets passed around. If Abraham Lincoln had lived, Reconstruction would have gone more smoothly in the South after the Civil War. Is that just kind of sentimental nonsense?
If Lincoln had lived and Lincoln had served out a second term, probably the Reconstruction policies put in place in the South would have been less radical and probably more reconciliationist. And, of course, he faced re-election in the midst of Civil War. Mm-hmm. One of the most pivotal elections we've ever had was 1864, the only time in modern history, so far as we know, that a republic holds a national general election in the midst of Civil War. Just having that election was an achievement, and that Lincoln was re-elected decisively over George McClellan, the Democrat, particularly by the soldiers' vote, was an endorsement, really, of his policies of completing the war and especially of completing the process of emancipation. It might do well for us if we feel like we're experiencing yet again a disputed election or yet again an election over which we are deeply divided to go back and look at that 1864 election or others like it, where we have faced such embittered division, but somehow come out of it nonetheless.
Well, what recommendations would you give whoever becomes president in the next few months? I'm not even going to say who was elected on November 2nd, because we might have another extended count.
I hope whoever wins this election has the capacity to remind us of our history. I hope it would be a president who can draw both parties together somehow around, first of all, the problem of the war on terrorism, and second of all, the problem of these deep social divisions within the United States. Now, having said that, how does any society try to assuage its deepest social divisions? Well, often it has to step around them. That is, it has to find some way to find some common means of reconciliation.
David Blight, professor of American history at Yale University and author of Race and Reunion, The Civil War in American Memory. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.